Second option is a usability evaluation. You pick an information visualization tool that's available online or that you can download. You describe what it is you want to evaluate, and the way it works usually is you use the tool and you build some hypotheses in terms of certain aspects about the tool, about its usability, and you might have come to the conclusion that certain aspects are hard to use and you want to test it, you know, better understand what makes it difficult. You select three people, you observe them for 30 to 45 minutes as they interact. It would be good to have access to a video camera that you place close so that you can see what they're doing on the screen, and you sit close by and you observe them, and you don't say anything, you take notes. Later on you can sort of review to be able to pick moments where it was clear in terms of what's going on the screen, what they were struggling with. One thing you'll also be asking them is to speak out loud so that they talk about what's going on, what they're thinking. We'll discover that today in more detail. With the video, this is something we need to figure out how we're going to do this, especially since it's an online class, how we can digitize the video clips that you could show. So that's something we have to work out the logistics of. Even if this is not possible, you can use the video to help yourself gather the data so that you can describe key moments where you saw breakdowns in the user interface and you have ways of relating it to what users were saying, so one gets deeper insight how to improve the usability. Again, there's a report to be written, and